He was heading back for his physical coil when he realized that time was against him. His spirit hovered there in the hall. The missing hematite would surely be discovered. And even disregarding that stone, Avalon's future was far from secure. Master Syreton came out of Morkwort's room alone, making his way in the direction of the stone room. To check on the damage from Quintal's misstep, no doubt. To check on the lists of reorganized stones. Tugged by a sense of urgency, Avalon gave in to the hematite, his spirit floating fast from Syreton's back. The pain as he entered the man's body was excruciating, beyond anything Avalon had ever felt. His thoughts mingled with Syreton's. Their spirits clashed and battled, shoving and pushing for possession.
What's happening? You cannot defeat me!
Avalon had struck the man off guard, but even so, the struggle was nothing short of titanic. Avalon realized then that an attempt at possession was akin to fighting an enemy on his home ground. If any had been about to bear witness, they would have seen Syreton's body lurching back and forth across the corridor, slamming into walls, clawing at its own face. Then, Avalon felt the weight of a corporeal form again. He knew instinctively that Syreton's spirit was nearby, locked in some dimensional pocket that Avalon did not understand. And he had control of the body. It moved to the commands of his spirit. Avalon went off with all speed to the stone room, entering forcefully and snapping his glare over the two guards and Quintal before they could utter a word of protest. He looked at the guards.
You remain.
Yes, Master Syreton.
And you, out. Now. Brother Quintal, your punishment has not yet been determined.
Punishment? Brother Avalon was not punished when he melted the leg of a table while examining a ruby sprinkled with carnalite.
To your room and prayers!
Yes, my master.
Guard, assist me!
Avalon and the remaining guard began selecting and collecting stones. The giant crystal amethyst, a rod of graphite, a small but potent ruby, and several others, including turquoise and amber, celestine and a tiger's paw, a chrysoberyl or a cat's eye, some gypsum and malachite, a sheet of chrysotile, and a piece of heavy magnetite. Avalon placed them in a bag, and in it he placed as well a small pouch of tiny carnalites, the one stone whose magic could be brought forth only a single time. Avalon then went to the other end of the room and pocketed a valuable emerald, not an enchanted one, but one used as an example of a particular cut.
Quickly, follow me!
The use of the hematite was draining the monk, and Syreton's spirit was nearby, trying, Avalon knew, to find some route back to its body. They made their way to the secluded cell that held Avalon's body. The two guards stood outside of Avalon's door.
You two men are dismissed. Open the door.
The one remaining guard, the man from the stone room, moved quickly to comply. There stood Avalon's corporeal form, as he had left it, clutching the hematite. Avalon and Syreton's body stepped past the guard. He deftly took the hematite.
Carry this man. He has been rendered incapacitated by our magics. Follow me. Brother Avalon is to be punished for treason against the Order.
It was Vespers, so few were about to observe the Master and the Guard, bearing his extraordinary burden as they made their way to the Abbey roof overlooking All Saints Bay.
Place him there at the base of that wall.
The guard did as instructed, placed the body at the base of the low wall, and stepped back. Avalon waited for many moments, gathering his strength. He bent over the body, slipping the hematite and one other stone into its hand, tying the gemstone sack to the body's rope belt.
The stones will allow us to find the body afterward.
Avalon noted that the man was growing increasingly suspicious.
And they will take from Brother Avalon the last of his physical strength as he dies.
Avalon knew that he had to be quick now, that he had to be perfect. With great effort, Avalon tore his spirit free of Syreton's corporeal form and re-entered his own. Avalon looked over at Syreton, who shivered with the return of his own spirit. Avalon was up, quick as a cat, clutching the stones in one hand and grabbing Syreton by the front of his robe with the other. Before the guard could come to the master's aid, Avalon hauled the stunned Syreton and himself over the rail. They plummeted past the abbey walls, down the cliff face, into the gloom. Avalon kicked and pushed the man away, then called upon the second stone he held, the Malachite.
Lampito, roll aboard!
Then, Avalon was floating. Sireton continued to plummet,